Let yourself really settle in to a meditation posture. Taking the time to really feel the way your posture supports you. So feel the stability and the groundedness of your contact with the floor, the weight of your buttocks on the chair or the cushion. And letting that sense of contact ground your attention. Letting your attention really land here in your body, in the naturalness of body sitting. Let your back be upright. Feeling a sense of space between your vertebrae. Some length in your neck. And just feeling how that brightness of posture really supports a bright attention. An alertness. A willingness to be here. Let your chest and shoulders be open. It's sometimes helpful just to roll your shoulders back a little. And feel that sense of space in your chest. In a way it supports a quality of receptivity. And then also letting your sense of posture be at ease. Letting the muscles in your face be relaxed. Around your eyes. Your jaw. Letting your belly be soft. Posture really kind of set up consciously in this way. Just really noticing in whatever way it appears to you that you're here. That the light of consciousness is on. But without doing anything called meditating, you're already aware of being here, of having experience, of bodily sensation, of the sound of my voice. This here-ness This natural wakefulness of mind. This is the very heart of meditation. this here-ness is undisturbable. Everything just arises and passes within it. Even the pulls and pushes of Mara's compulsions. So just letting your attention settle into the immediacy of being here. Feeling your breath moving in your torso. And the subtle sensations of the expanding in-breath. And the relaxing out-breath. And letting this natural rhythm of breathing be a way to ground your attention in the here-ness of awareness. Just letting all your attention be available for the felt experience of breathing. Feeling these natural sensations of the breath from the inside, inhabiting your breath with awareness. If Mara's compulsions or comparisons arise, just leave them alone. Let the awareness of your breath be a refuge. Absorbing your attention into the simplicity of breath, rather than letting it be hijacked by the tension of your wandering thoughts. In any moment that you notice your attention has been seduced by Mara, that you've gotten caught up in some abstraction, some compulsion, and in that moment, just seeing if you can gently, graciously unhook from it. Don't let Mara get hold of the noticing. Don't give yourself a hard time for having had your attention be caught up. Right? The fact of noticing it means, oh, you're not caught up anymore. Just unhook. Feel for your breath. Let your attention drop back into your body. Feel the expansion in the in-breath. Allow the relaxation in the out-breath. Letting your attention settle. However many times your attention gets led away, see if you can really use the moment of noticing to be gentle and gracious in letting your attention just unhook without fuss, without drama, without blame. Just letting the noticing that your attention's been caught up be the invitation to come back. last few minutes of the sitting.